Sarcastic Voyage has embarked on a modest undertaking to chronicle the entirety of human history in sketch form. Join us as we uncover the mysteries of the past in our ongoing feature, which we call History. It's not as good as it used to be. The relationship between Britain and its then colonies in North America were strained. Revolution was on the horizon as taxes were raised by Parliament without allowing American representation.
Ah, Mr. Franklin. What brings you here in these uncertain times?
Why, the uncertain times themselves, Mr. Jackson. The very tensions between the colonies and Britain are the reason. Letters are why I'm here.
Of course. Are you privy to the letter from Massachusetts written by Samuel Adams?
I'm afraid I am not, but you see, I too feel it is my duty to help free us from the shackles of those oppressive British. So much so, I have decided to join the fight.
Ah, good show.
For too long, we have been subjugated.
You will get no argument from me on that.
Subjugated to the letters C, W, Y, and J.
I'm sorry?
So I've taken it upon myself to come up with a wicked new alphabet and reformed mode of spelling.
You are the Benjamin Franklin, aren't you? The famous physicist?
And don't forget the inventor of the lightning rod.
Oh, heaven forfend that I ever forget Benjamin Franklin's invention of the metallic spike.
How could you indeed? And it's metallic and Benjamin.
Well, aren't you just wacky?
It's act now.
Right. All right, but what's your problem with these letters? Ex-wife's initials, were they?
How dare you, sir? I am still technically married, though I admit I have regrettably not seen her for some time due to a fear of the sea.
Can't believe I'm saying this. Sea as in water or sea as in the letter?
Why the water, sir?
Well, it does separate us from Britain.
True. And thanks to Franklin's alphabet, speaking from an ideological standpoint, the colonies be far removed from the hated English.
You said the letter C in that. You can't even keep up with your own idiocy.
No, I didn't. It was a K.